Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your used gadgets. Find out where your used iPhone, iPad, and other Apple products are worth at Gazelle.com. Hello, everyone, and welcome to i5 for the iPhone, episode 79. This is the show where we talk about what's new in the App Store, what's cool, we find tips, we crowdsource news and tricks, and then we put them all into a little ball, and we go bowling, and we get a strike, because that's just the way we roll. I'm Sarah Lane, your guide to all things iOS. I'm happy to see you. Shall we begin? Number one. So I took a ton of photos on Goldie. Remember, that's what I call my iPhone, over the past week. And chances are, you did too. A lot of folks in the U.S. had three-day holiday weekends. The weather was nice, beautiful sunsets. Well, the weather might have not been nice where you were. I hear it's bad. But let's make the most of this little photo magician we carry in our pockets, shall we? Michael wrote in with a little tip for anybody who prefers to edit in the native Photos app, but finds it limiting. He writes, when you're viewing a photo from your camera roll, you can do the following to rotate your photos. Select Edit, tap the crop icon, zoom into the photo by either pinching and zooming or shrinking the crop grid. Then with two fingers, rotate the image, tap Crop, and you're done. Voila, you cropped and rotated your photo. Then he says, my apologies if you've covered this before. Anyways, love the show. Well, thank you for loving the show. And no, we've definitely not covered it before because I didn't know I could do that. In fact, the native Photos app is never really the place I go to edit because it's limiting, or it seems limiting. I thought rotating was only a 90-degree thing. However, it just became less limiting, so thank you, Michael. Number two, you know, speaking of photography, because now we're on a roll, it's time to check in with one of my favorite photo apps, VSCOCam, or VSCOCam, the VSCO stands for Visual Supply Company, which we talked about last July on i5, if you've been with me long enough. But I don't actually use it as often as I'd like for kind of the exact opposite reason of the native photo editor. I actually find VSCOCam a little intimidating. There's a lot of features. The good news is that the app's really a lot of fun. You just have to get a hang of the navigation. It's not hard. And it got a huge update last week that honestly almost puts it in more of the social network category than a photography app at all. You've got two parts here. You've got the photo editor itself, which is a combo of preset filter packs, and then manual fine-tuning. There's a big variety of filter packs in the store, too, if you want to get some extras. Tons of potential versions of any image that you either shoot yourself inside the app or you bring in from your camera roll. You can even reorder your editing tools however you like. The other big part of VSCOCam that's new is the integration with VSCOGrid. That is sort of the photo publishing platform arm of the company, and it makes perfect sense because the two go hand in hand, and the VSCO team puts a lot of work into curating images from these public collections. Better yet, you can follow others right inside the app, too. Here's what's cool, though. Even though I'm calling it a social network, if I post a photo, I can't receive any comments, I can't see how many people are following me, because what I post is supposed to stand out on its own and not be influenced by what the team calls social clout. It's not anonymous, it's just simplified. So it's not an Instagram clone at all, or really any other clone. And that's actually pretty refreshing. The app is free, but most of the preset filters are in-app purchases. Not all of them, though. Number three, we got an email from our friend Dave, who has a good little duh tip for those of us who have Safari tab addictions and do not care to cure them. He writes, in Safari, you can reorganize your tabs. In the tab switcher view, hold down a tab and move it to your heart's content. Not sure how useful this is, but I thought I'd pass it along nonetheless. Well, I'm not sure how helpful tab reordering is to the average person either, but I do it all the time. Helps me stay organized. Sometimes I have certain articles I want to come back to and I just don't want to send them anywhere, or even tasks that I want to take care of in a certain order. In fact, I would love to know more about your browsing tab habits because I have a feeling probably a few of you are pretty creative, even if you use Chrome or some other non-Safari browser on your iPhone. Let me know at i5@twit.tv. Do it. Here's another Safari Duh tip from Edwin, just so we make this kind of a meaty little segment. Edwin writes, instead of trying to tap the small X to close a tab, you can simply drag it to the left off the screen, and voila, it's closed. What is the deal with the word voila in all of my email correspondence? I don't know, but it's fine. French is good. See, Safari is a wealth of tips, kids. A wealth. This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your used gadgets. Maybe you're thinking about getting a new iPad, or you just got a new iPhone. Gazelle wants to buy that used iPhone, iPad, or other smartphone or gadget from you. You can lock in your price today, and then send your gadget to Gazelle when you get your new one, because Gazelle's offer is good for 30 days. You never have to be without your favorite phone. Gazelle makes selling your used gadgets fast and simple. Just go to Gazelle.com, find your item, tell Gazelle the condition it's in. They'll even buy broken iPhones, so don't worry if it's a little messed up. Maybe it's in pristine condition, though. Then you can get a risk-free offer for your gadgets and free shipping. The prices are great, and you get paid fast by check, PayPal, or for an extra 5% with an Amazon gift card. Payment is fast, it's risk-free, those offers are good for 30 days, and it's trustworthy. Gazelle has paid more than $100 million to over 700,000 customers. It's easy, fast shipping, fast process. What's your iPhone, iPad, or other gadget worth? Take a minute and go to gazelle.com to find out. Do it now, though, because your iPhone or other gadget may lose value the longer you wait. Thanks so much to Gazelle for sponsoring this episode of i5. Okay, number 4. Show of hands. Who out there is a BBM user still? Yep. Nope. I don't actually know anybody who's really using it besides my friend Prager, and he only does it so I can test out stuff. But I'm going to keep whatever little piece of BlackBerry I still have at my fingertips alive. You know, it was only 6 years ago that I was rocking one of these. Yep, that's a BlackBerry Pearl 2008. Anyway. Seems kind of like a dinosaur now. So BBM's an old school instant messaging platform, chat platform, that made its way to iOS finally last year. And it did just get a big overhaul, and I know a lot of people still use BBM, so let's see what's new. You've got BBM Voice that gives you free voice calls between contacts in addition to your regular real-time chat. The price is right there, free voice calls. If you're text chatting, BBM now lets you connect to your Dropbox account for super fast sharing. You can also temporarily share your location with a friend or contact with a geo service called Glimpse. That's Glimpse with a Y. You may have heard of it. What you do is you can update your location on a map within BBM, but only until the timer runs out. You can set how long that goes. And then your location is private again. So it's like, hey, know where I am for just a short period of time, and then I get my life back. It's actually a feature I would love to see integrated in iMessage and Find My Friends. It's not like I have anything to hide, but location doesn't always need to be on, you know, creep around. For those of you who love emojis, BBM has 100 new ones. That's a lot. And if you want to quickly add BBM contacts from your contact list, that's easier than ever. Groups have also been expanded. You can now have up to 50 people in a single conversation. Problem I've always had is that BBM doesn't really solve a problem for me. I do pretty well between iMessage and Facebook Messenger, even Twitter DM, without really needing BBM. But if you have a bunch of legacy BBM contacts, it might be worth checking out if you haven't already. See who's around and ready to chat. Maybe an old friend's in there. Finally, let's end on a delicious note with the nectar of the gods. Yeah, I'm talking about wine, because I like wine. And chances are you do too. An app called Delectable Wine is now on the scene and ready to make your foray into wine expertdom, if that is a word, expertdom, sure, easier than ever. Just take a picture of a wine bottle and then Delectable's photo recognition does the rest to figure out what you just took a picture of. You don't have to manually enter anything. You can't just find out more about what you're drinking from Delectable's wine experts, you know, vintage and winemaker, but you can also learn more about where they came from and how you can buy them depending on where you live. You can add your own ratings and tasting notes, tag friends, even search for particular wines that you've heard of and maybe want to find again. Now, I love wine, but I'm really not much of a collector. Wine doesn't really tend to stay around my house very long. But I always wish that I was just a little bit more knowledgeable when I'm buying wine as a gift or for a party where people are going to notice what I come in with. So delectable wine is kind of a must, even if you don't drink wine. There's a lot of geeking out you can do just to keep all those regions straight. And of course, the app is free. If you've heard anything great on this show and you want to go back over it or pass it along to a friend, you can always go over to twit.tv/i5. That's where all of our videos and our links live, and also where you can subscribe to this fine show for free with the feed of your choice. Email us at i5@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-I5. But please don't breathe heavily for 3 voicemails in a row like that guy did at 3 a.m. the other night. Not helpful. Or send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lane, and this is i5 for the iPhone, and I will see you all next week. Goodbye.